God has equipped us to impact our community, our city, and our nation for Christ. Today, Kenneth Copeland and special guest Creflo Dollar reveal the purpose for the blessing. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. We're just so thrilled that Creflo Dollar's been here with us for 2 weeks. And today, we're going to get right down into the bottom line, the final part, at least at this time of this teaching. So let's have a word of prayer, and we'll turn this thing right over to Brother Dollar. Father, thank you so much for sending this man of God to us and to have blessed us and fed us and strengthened us over this last couple of weeks. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise for it. To all of the glory be to the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now then, the bottom line, Doctor. I am so thrilled with all of the things that God has brought out in these broadcasts, and some of the things that were so alive and present within me and I'm using right now, some things I had let slip. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so important, to go back through your tapes and go through your CDs and your DVDs and the Bible and your notebooks and the notes you've taken and the outlines you've made, and stay up with it all the time. Mm-hmm. Instead of letting any of it, lest we let any of these promises slip, mm-hmm. like in the third and fourth chapters of the book of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And so I first thank you for stirring me up, praise God.
I got stirred.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so take us into this, Creflo, and what the Lord's given you for today.
Well, we understand that we can win in the midst of any kind of trouble. But it's always going to be a question of the issue of the heart. Where is your heart? What are your motives? You've got to make sure that you're doing, that you're not doing, you know, the right things for the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that we've really got to look at and to check out. So in the midst of what you're going through financially, if you're seeking things just for the things and you haven't discovered that God is your source, and it's not gotten deeper, because you got to make sure you don't take the cheaper instead of the deeper where spiritual things are concerned. And so in Psalms 122, I think if we're really going to get down to the nitty gritty of where we've got to be and what we've got to do in order to see some things come to pass, we've got to take note of what he is saying here. And it is this, Psalms 122, verse 6. He says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Now, let's milk this just for a moment, because there's a lot of neat things that are going on here. He says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. First thing I want you to understand is that word peace is translated, the Hebrew word shalom, but it's also the same word translated prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice how these are tied together in this. He said, pray for the shalom, or the peace of Jerusalem. Then he says, they shall prosper that love thee. It didn't say they shall prosper that love to prosper. But notice the key issue. They shall prosper that love thee. So we're talking about a love relationship. The Amplified refers to the holy city. So the love that you have for the kingdom of God, being addicted to the kingdom of God, wanting to see the increase of the kingdom of God, the multiplication and the success of the kingdom of God. They that love the kingdom of God. Now, he said, shalom, or prosperity, or peace be within thy wall. Now, notice the result of your love for the kingdom produces peace within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. What's your affection for the kingdom of God? You know, there's a scripture we'll talk about a little later in Haggai where people had lack because of what they wouldn't do for God's house first. They didn't make God's house a priority over their homes and their houses.
Well, isn't that what Moses told the people of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy?
Mm-hmm.
When you're living in the big house, and you're living in good lands, and your house is full of wealth, don't forget it was God that gave you the power to get the wealth.
Yeah.
It was God's blessing on you that brought it to pass.
And what happens to everybody that forgets that? They enter into the curse, they step away from the blessings, and they end up in debt. They end up owing as a result of operating in the curse.
And eventually it's going to all go away.
Yeah, yeah. So you can't forget that it's all about God. Our nation can't forget that, Brother Coleman. We can't forget that this nation was founded and established on godly principles, and we can't just take what was so intimate at one time and make it so watered down as to say a prayer, just say it to satisfy somebody, but to really mean it and to really, you know, have intimacy where that is concerned. And so we can't forget that it was God that delivered the blessing in our lives to do what needed to be done. Now, as a result of our love relationship for him, he said, peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. Well, why? If it's now in my walls, now it's in my palace, but for what reason? For my brethren and companions' sake. So it's for somebody else's sake. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mismanage the blessing that's on my life and ministry. I want to make sure that I am being obedient to confer and to release this blessing upon others as a result of my encounter with them. God loves people. God wants people to be blessed. Now, for my brethren and companions' sake, I'll now say peace be within thy walls. Why? Because of the house of the Lord thy God, I'm going to seek your good. I am seeking the good of, I'm seeking good for the sake of the kingdom. I'm going after God. I'm going after the things that I get it for the sake of the kingdom. How can I be a blessing with what God has put into my hands? How can I be a blessing to this family, to this person? And I'm not just talking about saved people. How can I take somebody and get them disconnected from the curse and show them how to get connected to the blessing of God? Now, this is so important because now we're looking at our heart. And where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be also. And I can tell where your treasure is if you give me your checkbook or your calendar, because where you spend your time and where you spend your money will tell me exactly where your heart is. So let's dig into the heart of the matter. I want to win in troubled times financially. Why? So I can just be comfortable? So I can just have all my bills paid? You know, I believe that you can create an out-of-debt flow by whatever you make happen for somebody else, you make happen for yourself. To the degree that you are willing to release a minimum effort in somebody else's debt deliverance will be to the degree that God will release a maximum anointing on your behalf because of your minimum effort you release,
you know,
on somebody else's
behalf. I'm thinking this through as you go here, and I'm just seeing flashes of my own life. The word says, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the shame. And then the scripture talks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've experienced different levels of joy. I've been to the place where I didn't seem to me like I had any joy at all. My life before I came into the things of God was just almost stripped of joy. I had a lot of issues. Anyway, joy unspeakable doesn't even manifest spending money on yourself.
It doesn't.
It doesn't ever happen. Mm-mm. Now, the reason God gets joy out of you having something nice, you having a nice home, you having a nice car to drive, you having a beautiful church building, mm-hmm. I mean, the reason that he gets joy out of it, I mean, everything he's got's better looking than anything we got, mm-hmm. but the reason he gets joy out of it is 'cause you did. Mm-hmm. The joy unspeakable and full of glory comes when you obey God and you give that person, that church, that family, or whatever it was God wanted you to do, and you gave it to them, and something happened to you when they said, whoo, I mean, when it happened to them, and you see the suddenly on their faces, and that happens, I'll tell you, something's released on the inside of you. You won't ever experience any other time.
And you'll be so hungry to pray about what you can do to cause that to happen in somebody.
You get to where you live for that.
Oh, yeah.
You live for that moment.
I had some work that I had put off. I wasn't going to start this for about 10, 15 years. But in light of people needing work, I decided, well, I can do it now. I can supply some jobs to some people that need it. And if I did this, then other people would be able to have a work. And I sat down and tapped it on and said, now, here are a number of jobs we can provide personally to these different people. And we've been we've been planning this for a while. And so we finally went ahead and did it. And we thought, wow, here's a man, here's a family. They are now a part of the blessing in our lives because we were able to open some things up and to allow them
Isn't
to come in
thrill?
And have awe. And you get that joy unspeakable.
Now, he gets thrilled out of it.
Yeah.
You know, somehow or another, you just don't get that thrill when it comes through the government.
No.
It's nice and all that, but they'll take away half of it when they give it to you.
Yeah.
They'll isn't this wonderful? We're going to give you $100, but you owe us $50 when you get it. Come on,
and
man.
Then there's a question of motives.
Yeah.
There's a question
but
of
they
motives.
But they don't have any joy about them anyway. Government was never called to do that.
Yeah. And if anybody's called to do that, it's the church.
It's the church.
Yes, and we really need to take the bull by the horns. And begin to speak life into some of these situations and to begin to demonstrate just the power of the local church in that particular community to rise up where we're too small. Well, five of the small ones get together and form a fist, and now you've got more force together than you did by yourself. But whatever the issues are in a community, your church should have impact in that community. I mean, if your church were to close down today, would they miss you? Would they miss your presence?
Man.
And I believe that if they don't miss you, you've got to ask, am I having any kind of impact in that community? Yeah, preaching the words is necessary. Absolutely, walking in love, all that stuff necessary. But it's also important to translate this love into our communities and our society, even to people that don't go to our church.
If you are preaching the word, mm-hmm. somebody is going to bless somebody in that neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be the result. If nobody around there is getting blessed, you better check up on what you're preaching.
Yeah.
Because when you preach faith and the love of God under the anointing of God, and then you as a pastor demonstrate it, and you demonstrate it as a minister of the gospel, man, I'm telling you, things start happening and people know who your church is. And, you know, they're a whole lot less likely to argue with you when you feed their grandmother.
Well, you know, we had a situation where this couple, young couple, had a little boy, about two, and he had a real bad fever. And he was burning up. And I asked him, I said, well, did y'all take him to the hospital? They said, oh, we couldn't afford to take him in the hospital. We didn't have any insurance. And so we just prayed, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, well, you know, what? You couldn't take him because you couldn't afford to? Oh, we had to do something. So now we are in the process of finishing up a medical center so that we can provide health care for people who can't afford it. I would like to wait for the government to get to us. I can't afford to wait till the government decides they're going to start something and provide something there. We're the Church of Jesus Christ. We pulled our saved doctors together, our saved nurses together, our people in the medical field together. We sat out and we said, all right, let's get it going. These people need, I don't want that to ever happen again for a 2-year-old burn up in the fever and their new converts who are working on their faith and don't even know how to do what they need to do. And I don't ever want that happen again. Well, how are we going to pay for it? The same way we can pay for everything else.
Well, forget about how you're going to pay for it. You don't wait until you get the money to call the people in and make the plans to get it done.
Right.
Forget about the money. Sow the seed in the beginning. Right. I don't care if you hadn't got anything but nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
Sow it into the Lord. Tithe something.
Yeah.
Give something.
Yeah.
And then begin to call the people in. Begin to put the vision on the table. Begin to move about this thing. And you watch, see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the money will come. Why? You're seeking first the kingdom of God.
Go.
You're releasing your faith. You're releasing the motive of God. Joy has come up in you.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't seem like work. It just, it seems like, boy, I can't wait till we get this done, you know. And then all these things are beginning to be added to you. And it won't be just money. It'll be equipment. It'll be people.
Yeah.
It'll be property. It'll be all the things it takes to get that job done.
Now, the world's tapped in on that some when they say, find the passion of your dreams or your life, something that you would be willing to do for free, and then you found something that you can prosper in. Well, it's the same thing. You said it earlier this week. If you get a notice from your job that they're closing up, please understand that you are not out of a job. You work for God. God is responsible for taking care of you. You find out what it is that God wants you to do for him in the lives of some other person. And you're not going to have to worry about your needs being met, whether it's through finances or through favor. God knows how to take care of his people. This is the type of motives that I'm talking about. You're wanting to get money for what? So you can pay your house note. You want to get money for what? So you can buy the car. You want to get money for what? So you can get the food or get the clothes to wear. Well, that's what Jesus was addressing. He was addressing the fact that if you start worrying about all of these things, it's going to block the blessing that will sustain you regardless of what's going on in your situation of life. I think it's so important, especially as we end these 2 weeks of broadcasting, for Christian people to understand that we're already equipped in our relationship with God and the blessings to overcome any situation that comes in our life. And we've got to maintain focus in on what God has instructed us to do in order to walk in this blessing. When we do so, we begin to impact unsaved people in our communities. We begin to impact government officials. We begin to impact heads of corporations who, while they're having problems, we're showing up with a more sure word of prophecy that we begin to release
sure.
into their lives.
Yeah.
And it makes the difference.
Now, you have
on.
Just described the greatest soul winning program on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And the scripture is very plain about it,
mm-hmm.
and particularly in 1 John. You don't go to a man that needs food or a man that needs clothes and say, God bless you, brother, be warm. No. You take a coat with you when you go. You take some food with you when you go. And we have a soul winning team at Eagle Mountain International Church. It absolutely. I mean, they get a fence post saved if it'll stand there long enough. Man, I mean, they tickle me. I mean, they go out into where we are in meetings, and they'll go out in the street and just win thousands of people to Jesus. But they don't do it empty-handed. They don't just walk up and say, "Let me tell you about Jesus, brother." Well, he probably don't even want to hear about Jesus. He wants to hear about all this other stuff. Don't realize Jesus is all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll open the door to him some way like that. And they take food to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the area right around the church there, they got to where they were feeding so much people in the community that Pastor George was able to call the other pastors in the area and said, come get involved with us in this. We're ordering food. And so come on over to the church parking lot and get this, and you pass it out to your congregation. You can pass it out to your congregation. Well, they were doing that. And one thing that came out of one pastor says, you know, you can't criticize these people anymore when they're feeding poor folks in your congregation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get happy around that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so they had one box of food left. Well, what are we supposed to do with this? I mean, they'd gone around and they'd been knocking on doors and praying with people and for people and getting people saved. They got a box of food left. What are we going to go with that? Then they're looking around. Well, there was two women sitting at a bench on a bus stop. And Brother Riley said, he's the head of that team. He said, the Holy Ghost said, they're supposed to get it. We don't think about giving food to somebody sitting at a bus stop. But they did. They took it over there and said, the Lord, we just felt like the Lord wanted to bless you about this. That woman jumped about that high. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. If we come sit on that bench, God would give us something to eat. I told you, just having a fit. Well, you think that team didn't have a fit? It was just over a box of groceries. But it wasn't a box of groceries. It's a blessing from heaven, man.
That's joy unspeakable right
there. Oh, that's when you lose it, brother. And that's when you can't get up early enough in the morning. You can't stay up late enough at night. You got to find one more of them that I can sew that box of groceries in and see the light on their eyes. One more bicycle, Lord. Just one more thing here that we can do.
And being sensitive to the Spirit of God where these things are concerned.
That's the key. That's the first key to it, isn't it? Without prayer, it's just another community program.
Yeah, it was Christmas Day, around 7 o'clock, and Taffy and the girls, we were in the room, and each of us got it at the same time. We were blessed. There is a family right now that's sitting in their house right now, depressed and stressed. And the lights are about to turn off. And we need to pray about who that family is, because we all agreed that we needed to go and be a blessing to them. We came up with a particular number, $10,000, and we sat and we wrote the check and we prayed over. Now, Lord, what do you want to do? It was raining outside. And I was so proud of my girls, too. And they thought, they came up with the word. They say, there's a family here that we know of. And the teen ministry and this, and we know them and talking about this. And Tefa said, I know such and so, such and so. And I'm praying. And we got an agreement. We got in the car and we went over, raining, went over to the house. We didn't know if they were going to be there or not. Well, we got there and they were not there. And we didn't know what was happening. So we put it in an envelope and put a note on it. Merry Christmas. The Spirit of God led us to do such and so, such and so. Well, when they got back in town, they told us the testimony. Oh, this was due, that was due. They didn't know what was going to go on, how this was going to happen, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Said they went to the mailbox, opened it up, saw the note. The kid said he had to catch his mama because she fell. She fell out. She said she'd never seen that many zeros before. They cried. They got on the floor and cried together. They said, oh, God, you're just so good. And just called and went to a payphone, ran to a payphone because their phones were off. All the phones, everything they had was off, ran to a payphone, called and just crying. And you just don't know it. God, this is da-da-da-da-da. That's joy unspeakable.
You know what you had? Christmas.
That was
Christmas. That was Christmas.
Yes, sir.
And you ain't ever had a Christmas until you do that.
Yeah,
and I don't care. I don't care if you're so flat broke you can't pay attention.
Yeah,
you pay attention to this. You find something. If you have to do it, if you have to make it with your own hands, you find somebody. You tithe something.
Yeah.
You take it to Jesus and say, Jesus, this is it. This is all I got, man. But I'm giving it to you, and I'll take it wherever you say.
Yes, sir.
If it's nothing but the work of your own hands, Jesus, I've searched this house over. Everything I got in here is broke, busted, no good. But I got these hands. Tell me, where can I tie these hands into somebody that needs me? You don't have to wait. It'll start bubbling in you right then, man. You know what else? God will say, okay, I can trust him with money. I can trust him with things. I can trust him with this. I can trust him with that. And you just keep on. Now listen, God's shorthanded. You understand? We're out of time.
Yes, sir. Been a great 2 weeks.
And it's been good.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
thousands of people together on one accord, believing the word, tapping into that power of that word, it is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It doesn't say whatsoever man hears shall he also reap. It says what he sows shall he also reap. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's going to reap from what he heard, he's going to have to sow back into what he heard. Mm-hmm. And from whom he heard it. I mean, it isn't, we're not trying to get something out of it. That's just the way the thing is built. You have to function that way for it to work at all. I don't depend on you to get my needs met. If I did, I don't deserve to sit in this chair.
Absolutely.
No, sir. I have to function with this. Now, what happens when you do this? Well, he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life, Zoe. Everlasting Zoe, the power of God is released when you hear the word preached, whatever it was, healing, salvation, financial prosperity, whatever it was. When you hear it preached, then and you sow into that, you release your faith and sow into that, that seed should be the seed towards faith that cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So, Father, we pray over this offering right now throughout this radio and television audience. We ask you to reveal to people what their part of this ministry is and what their part of what this message is. And as they're obedient to you, then they will be blessed and the hundredfold blessing of God is released in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you live outside the United States, then your offering is used right there in the area where you're watching and hearing the broadcast. Amen. Creflo, God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for taking out of your enormously busy time and spending it here with us. I love you, bud. Praise God. Go to church this Sunday. If you're in Atlanta, you know where to go. World Changer. Don't forget Father's Day. Call your papa. Amen. And we'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is the Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org.